Hi everyone, it's Michael. I just thought I'd pop on the channel because there's been some really great discussions going on recently. The body language discussion, and also, which started about a week ago, the one on jobs and what people have done and all the rest of it. And what I find so interesting with the VI community and I suppose the able body community as well is you've got such a wide range of jobs and opportunities and what are available to people. And I think it's amazing, you know, how I suppose what in one respect how well people have done, but obviously that is relative to each individual person. So I thought I'd just share my story. I've not done university and things like that. I left school, St. Vincent's School, back in 1988, and came out with a couple of GCSEs. It just started, didn't do too bad, and went into do business studies at Oldham College, which I quite enjoyed. It was mainstream. I didn't have support either. You know, I think things have changed quite a lot. There was some support, and I had equipment for note-taking, a laptop and stuff, which was actually like a blinking brick. I needed a suitcase for it. It wasn't really a small laptop. And I could see a little bit better than that as well. But my lectures were all pretty good, and I did okay. So left there, and a few went on to uni and did stuff like that. But I sort of had this idea for quite a long time, even before I went to school. I can remember being talking to Mrs. Duffy, one of the teachers, and I actually quite fancied doing childcare and working with children. It just felt a role I quite fancied doing, and so I did my business studies, and then from there, I did a a sitting guild in childcare for a couple of years, and assisted at it was a school I was sort of working in for 4 days a week. I did that for a couple of years, and that course finished, and then I actually got a job. It was only part time, working at a local playgroup, which was 5 mornings a week. I mean, money wasn't brilliant. I did try and get other jobs, but obviously, I was unsuccessful. So I did that for a number of years, and then I got laid off, unfortunately. And then I was sort of out of work for a while looking. I'll be honest, I didn't look as hard as I could have done. I think, sometimes we can all be guilty of that. And I'll be honest, I'm not that ambitious when it comes to, to what I want to do. I'm happy to, plod along, And then I was asked if I'd help out at a local charity called Dovetails, and they had a warehouse. So I was probably doing stuff actually, which is not your normal VI type job. I ended up working in the warehouse. It was all voluntary, most mornings, 5 days a week sometimes, and literally working on their wagon, which we did, collections and things and deliveries for the warehouse, house clearances. You name it, we shifted it, including pianos and little small things. And I did that for a good few years, actually. It was good. The guy I worked with, we got on really well, and we just sort of, that was our job, and we did it. And thinking back, I could tell how much better my sight was, because now I certainly couldn't do that. I'd struggle, walking in and out of strange places, houses and the rest of it all day. But yeah, it was. I enjoyed it. Plus, I was out and about all day. I was out on the road, keeping a little bit of fitness, obviously, because I was shifting stuff all the time, and that was pretty good. Then, what I did after that, I worked in an office actually, doing musical equipment, PA equipment, and selling that to the public. It was mail order, so I was based on the phone and on the computer, doing a bit of web work, web design, and really customer service. Did that for a couple of years, and that unfortunately didn't work. So I was back looking again for work. So I as part of my, this was what, about 2003, I think it was, when that happened. So I was looking for work, and again, I managed to, quite a strange one. I went through to a few people who could assist, DAs around then. I never really had much support, I'll be honest. I don't know if it's any better now than it was then. I did also got in touch with Remploy, because they assisted people to work and they didn't really do that much, I'll be completely honest. And it was quite funny because I was out, we used to go out at night time walking our dog, and we met this guy in most nights, elderly gentleman, and we think it was not long after I'd actually come out of work, and he just sort of happened to say, well, you know, merely from his experience along, you know, years gone by, get in touch with Henshaw's. So I thought, what the heck, I've gone out to lose, have I? So next morning I rung Henshaw's up, so it must have been around August, July, August, and just to say, you know, is there any help, what can be done for trying to get jobs and stuff? And they had a scheme called SkillStep, which was really preparing you for work, preparing you for interviews, preparing you just to, you know, to brush up on skills, CVs, the sort of things you need to get into work. So I managed to get on that, and it was like 3 days a week, and it sort of gave me some confidence, you know, going out doing some of the skills, but, you know, after brushing up on CV and getting all that updated. And I was applying for jobs as well at the same time. And I applied for a job in the call centre at Woolworths in Castleton. It was quite funny because I'd applied for it. They rung me up and said, well, we can give you an interview. It's but you're working over the 7-day period. Not obviously not all 7 days, but, you know, it could be Tuesday to Sunday or Wednesday to Sunday and things like that, you know. And I did say at the time that I would not work Sundays. Just didn't feel it was the right thing to do. I'd work Saturdays, that was not a problem. Which was a shame, because obviously it was an opportunity. So the next day they actually rung me back. This is what I quite find amusing. They rung me back and said, you know, sure you can't work Saturdays. Sundays. And I said, again, unfortunately, no. About a week later, they rung me back again. I mean, I thought the jobs were in plentiful supply. And I was, you know, Manchester at the time, and ended up having a phone interview over the, as we're waiting for a bus and getting on a bus, because they did say, we have got some positions that don't require working Sundays. So from there, I had an interview, got the job, which was great. It was only a temporary job, and that was actually, recruitment was via one of the agencies. I don't know if they're still around, Search Consultancy, and I, and possible like others, would have never considered using an agency to find work as a disabled or visually impaired person. It'd be interesting to see if you have had luck doing that way. But I got the job and got a little bit of the assistance I needed for access to work. Some of my equipment was still in their system anyway from my previous job, my CCTV and my large monitor. So I managed to get them brought back into the office. And didn't do bad. It was mainly, like I said, customer work, working with customers, with the public. But I like customer service. I find that is something I can thrive on. I like customers who are happy customers. So I did that for, it was only 3 months, like I said, till December. And then that particular contract was over. Unfortunately, there was some other jobs came up. And I was unsuccessful. But in hindsight, obviously, Woolworths are no longer. So possibly a good thing. But the agency I was recruited by were also recruiting for Office Depot or Viking Direct, you may know, the stationery company. And so they managed to get me an interview there. And I have to say, you know, I went in for the interview, and as I walked in, the head of HR was there and basically asking, if we did give you the job, what can we do to accommodate? And obviously I already had equipment from Access to Work at the time, so that made life a little bit easier. And I was successful. Again, it was only through the agency. It was a temporary role with potential of getting a permanent job at the end of it. And so I was employed by the agency, but working for Viking for 4 months, the end of March, well, 3 months. And then I managed to get a permanent role. So that was like April 2004. So yeah, it's customer services. Started off customer services, order taking. But really, speaking to customers, that was one of the things, like I said earlier, I thrive on. I enjoy dealing with the public. Not so much on a face-to-face, but at least over the phone. And I've been there 10 years now, or just over. I now work within our sort of products team. So what I do is I deal with customer inquiries relating to any product in our catalogue, and we get some crazy questions, I'll tell you. And also deal with any problems customer having. So there's quite a lot of technical advice given. Obviously, if I don't know it, we pass to third parties like the manufacturers of certain products. But it's great. I mean, yeah, it's not. You know, I've not gone to uni or anything like that, but it pays okay. It keeps me out of trouble, and I'm happy with it. You know, and I think with any job, you know, it's find the job what is right for you. But you know, if you are ambitious or you've got that drive, go for it. You know, like I said, I'm not that driven, but I definitely say you know the sky is the limit. And I say with a lot of things, you know, if you reach for the sky, you're gonna get somewhere. If you just reach for the table, you'll only just get off the floor. So, you know, I would say definitely go for it. You know, go for what's in your heart. Go for what's in your dream. And hopefully you'll make it. You know, the world is your oyster. At the end of the day, yeah, there's jobs we can't do. We've got to be realistic. But there's plenty of jobs what we can do. And we can, at the end of the day, we can run companies, have our own businesses, whatever, you know, we really want, as long as we're, I suppose, a little bit realistic. So hope you've not got too bored. Hope you've enjoyed. And obviously, I just wanted to share that with you. So take care. And until next time, that's me. Thank you. Bye-bye.